The Web Daily with DJ Dan. DJ Dan.
All right, welcome to The Web Daily. It's a thing that, and a little idea that I just came up with randomly that I'm going to do every day. Just post something that I find online that I want to talk about. And today is an article that I found on Thought Catalog. Now, if you know Thought Catalog, it's one of those online, magazines. You can kind of, if you're a writer, anything, you could post an article up there. I posted an article up there a while ago. But it's funny to me because this one, it's extremely, like, this article here that I found that I want to point out to you today, I'm going to read a couple of the things on the list, is really paranoia. I mean, it's absolutely paranoia. So it's the 14 things overthinkers say and what they actually mean. And if you really honestly think this stuff while you are saying them, then you are the most paranoid fucking person on this planet. I'm telling you right now. Number three is, hey, give me a call back, ASAP. And this person writes, I just called. And because you didn't answer, my mind is playing out a bunch of horrible scenarios in which you died. That's right. If I reach your voicemail, I can't help but consider that you might not be alive. All right, let's be honest. Who thinks that way in 2014? Like, 2014, no one answers their phones. Everybody texts. No one answers their phone. Everybody texts or tweets or whatever the case may be, right? I mean, it's just what it is. Nobody in no way, shape, or form answers their phone anymore unless it's a dire emergency or your mom or your grandma are mad old school and they they just, like, call you because they're panicking and they're worried, as we call them, worrying Wilsons. I couldn't come up with anything there. Number two, I'm really sorry, in parentheses, after hurting someone's feelings. I genuinely apologize, and if it makes you feel any better, I'll spend the next 1 to 15 years sporadically thinking about this moment in which I upset you, full of regret. Seriously, rest assured, knowing that you accept my apology or not, this will not be soon forgotten. All right, look, here's my whole thing about apologies, man. If you're going to apologize, just apologize. And that's it. Move on. If they accept it, then they accept it. If they don't, they don't. My biggest thing is I would much rather you accept my apology, because when I do say I'm sorry to somebody, I actually know what I'm apologizing for. I can actually spell out every single moment of what I'm apologizing about. That's what a lot of people forget. Okay? Because you can't just say I'm sorry anymore. You got to have a reason why you're sorry. It doesn't work out that way. It's not that easy. It's not that simple. Number one is thank you, in parentheses, after receiving a compliment. What does she mean by good work? Is that sarcasm? Is my work so blatantly awful that, in quotes, good is a mockery? She secretly hates me. On what level does she hate me? Is it, I hope you die in a car crash, hate? Or is it, I hope your internet goes out at a crucial moment and on your way to a nearby coffee shop to use their Wi-Fi, you get stuck in bad traffic, hate? See, look, man, if you really honestly overthink the thank you, Mark, I don't know, man. Like, my whole thing is I'm really bad at taking compliments. You know, I'm really bad at taking compliments. Like, I say thank you, and do I say I really appreciate it? That's how I always make them feel better. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. So, let me know what you think of this article. I'm also going to retweet the article, and I want you to let me know what you think. It's the Web Daily with DJ Dan.